In Northwest news from KPLU, Seattle Reign and U.S. women's soccer goalie Hope Solo has been suspended by U.S. soccer for 6 months. This follows controversial remarks she made after the U.S. lost to Sweden in a penalty shootout in the quarterfinals of the Olympics in Rio. KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel says the action against Solo is too little too late, and he says it highlights an even bigger problem with the Olympic Games. One of the biggest headlines at the Olympics was Hope Solo's remarks after the U.S. women's soccer team was ousted from the games by Sweden. Art, she called them cowards.
That was really dumb. And I know a lot of people say, well, hey, she's got a right to say whatever she wants. And I'm not disputing that. But the tactics used by Sweden are accepted in international soccer and national soccer all the time. When you have a mismatch of talent, the U.S. was far more talented than Sweden, and so Sweden played a very defensive game, and it worked. Nothing in international soccer said that this was wrong. And the second thing was that Hope violated team protocol. There's a conduct rule that the USOC has for all its athletes, and certainly the U.S. Soccer Federation has one for the players in its charge. And calling the other team cowards is unsportsmanlike, and in this case, wrong. So Hope Solo was way out of line, and she deserved to be suspended. But I think U.S. soccer was being hypocritical because of all the other things that preceded this.
Well, they had a chance to suspend her in the past for an alleged domestic violence incident in Kirkland.
Right. She had an issue that still is unresolved when she was alleged to have attacked her half-sister and her son, the nephew. And that was preceding the Olympics. And I know that in a lot of U.S. sports now, with the increased consciousness about domestic violence, they would have suspended the athlete. But Hope is still the best goalie the U.S. has, so they suspended her after the last big event. There's not another big event on the U.S. women's national calendar for 19 months. You know, they closed the door after the circus left. And so to me, that's just foolish, because what Hope did that really irked the hosts, she posted on Instagram and Twitter a photo of her hotel bed covered with mosquito repellent and devices and screens and filters and all this because she was so afraid of the Zika virus. The Brazilians hated her for that, and I understand their contempt because she mocked something going on. And that was, to me, a much more rude thing to do.
Well, and this points to the sensitivity of host countries in general.
You know, I'm of a mind, after watching Rio really overextend itself in a country that could not afford to host so logistically complex a games. I've covered 9 Olympics, summer and winter, and I've seen the host cities and countries really strain and overreach and build facilities they don't need and go to great expense and trouble, and then they wind up getting insulted. But it's such a difficult enterprise because the games are so big, and the alleged revenues really don't happen because there's what I call an Olympic bubble of the International Olympic Committee and all its big multinational corporate sponsors who basically exchange money, and the people on the ground, they don't get a lot of this. They get a little bump, but boy, do they spend a lot of money in taxes and dislocation to host these things. So I say, let's confine this to 4 cities. This is not original with me, but I'm really an advocate of saying, let's let London, Tokyo, Los Angeles, and Sydney host the Summer Games. And then for the Winter Games, Lillehammer, Norway did it better than anybody. A place in the Swiss or French Alps, and then someplace in the U.S. and Canadian Rockies, then maybe Nagano in Japan. And so I think that's a way to solve this without causing dislocation, disruption, and overtaxing host countries and making them bitter for years afterwards.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.